In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello to all of you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute lovin'.
Groovy, baby!
Get your granny glasses on, which I have.
Uh-huh.
Put a flower in your hair, which I've got now,
because
it's flower season. And jump into your Volkswagen bus and follow us back to the best decade ever, the 1960s.
My first song for today was recorded by the Byrds on April 14th, 1965, and released as part of the band's debut album, Mr. Tambourine Man. The Byrds' recording was influenced by the Beatles, particularly George Harrison, who constructed his song If I Needed Someone around the same guitar riff that the Byrds had used in his song. Listen to a beautiful song, The Bells of Rimini.
Oh, what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rimini. Is there hope for the future? Say the brown bells of Merthyr. Kill the miner, say the grim bells of Lima. Through the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All will be well if say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why? Say the silver bells of wine. And what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rimini.
Here's a rock and roll song in a modified doo-wop style that hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and number four on the Hot R&B chart during 1961. This happened after Dion split with the Belmonts. The song ranked 351 on the Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. I'm not giving you the runaround, really. Here's Run Around Sue.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Keep away from a run around sewer.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Thanks, fellas. I'm on my way to Tangrilla. Over and out.
If he thinks he's going to beat me to Tangrilla, he has another thing coming.
Time for a Tang break. On Earth, we mix Tang by the pitcherful.
We Martians prefer mixing Tang by the glassful.
And notice, it's the new natural orange flavor Tang.
So is ours, and we serve it cold.
Oh, yes, and one other thing.
It's great for breakfast or any thirsty old time.
Tangrilla! Gee, Doc, I thought you'd never get here.
This planet is not big enough for both of us.
You're right, Mac.
Where'd he go? Where'd he go? Let me at him. Where'd he go? Where'd he go?
Take it from me, fellow Earthlings. Drink Tang, gang. It's Tangerific.
The Crying Shames are an American garage rock band from Hinsdale, Illinois. The band's most successful song was their cover of The Searchers' Sugar and Spice, and was on their first album. Enjoy If I Needed Someone.
If I needed someone,
Roy Orbison released the single in August of 1964, and it spent 3 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in September of that year. It's a really pretty song. Enjoy Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. The kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman. And you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely and just like me? Wow. Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while. Pretty woman, give your smile.
All you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio. Next is a song released in early 1967 by Eric Burdon and the Animals. This somewhat autobiographical song tells about Burdon's father, who was a soldier during tough times, as well as young Eric's adventures, including his first cigarette at 10 to meeting his first love at 13. It hit number 15 in the United States. Here is When I Was Young.
The rooms were so much colder then. My father was a soldier then, and times were very hard when I was young. When I was young, I smoked my first cigarette at 10, and for girls I had a bad yen, and I had quite a ball when I was young. So much stronger than I believed in fellow men, and I was so much older than when I was young. When I
In 1961, this single hit had the most successful recording of the song by Johnny Tillotson. It reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. If this isn't poetry to your ears, I don't know what is. Listen to Poetry in Motion.
When I see my baby, what do I see? Poetry in motion. Poetry in motion. Walking by my side, her lovely locomotion keeps my eyes open wide. Poetry in motion. See her. Change. She doesn't need improvement. She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion. Oh, there's nothing I would change. She doesn't need improvement. She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Solar Powered Sundial. Yes, just put your sundial out in the sun for a few hours and watch the time change right before your very eyes. Some assembly is required.
That's cute.
My next song is by the English rock band Led Zeppelin from their 1969 debut album, Led Zeppelin.
How original.
It was released as the B-side of Good Times, Bad Times. Enjoy Robert Plant singing on Communication Breakdown. It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.